Because someone could have stood up in wisdom and said, this Jesus of Nazareth, you know, he could just be like this Judas of Galilee. Careful how you deal with him. I mean, he's been noted to do many miracles. Do you want to be found fighting against God? But see, when Christ had to be crucified, it was prophesied in the Old Testament. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And that's from Isaiah chapter 53. And then there was this 22nd Psalm, I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up. Like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. And thou hast brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked, they surround me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I count all my bones. That's the 22nd Psalm. They pierced my hands and my feet. They pierced. If they had known wisdom, then they could have thwarted all that, right? And they could have just said, well, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do that. No, no way. I ain't going to fulfill that scripture. I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to have his blood on my hands. But God hid the wisdom from them. So they were just eaten up with their emotions. Wisdom was far off from those who crucified Christ. The men who were in charge, you know? If they knew the wisdom which God hides, like, don't fight against God. Like, even the wisdom of Gamaliel, I mean, that's not necessarily exclusively the wisdom of God, you know, but that was wisdom. You know, but things like that, where was that counsel when Jesus died? It wasn't found among them. They wouldn't have it. God shut it up from them. God hid it from them. If they had known, they wouldn't have, if they had known what they were doing, that's what Jesus said, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Because if they'd known what they were doing, they would not have done it. Oh, like, you know, I mean, would you, if you knew, knowing what you know about Jesus, would you crucify him? Well, I know there's some people out there who are nutty enough to say, yeah, I sure would, but they're probably not listening. Not to me. If they are, well, hello to you. I wonder why you're spending your time here. Anyways, so, but that's amazing. God hides wisdom. He grants wisdom. See, people, a lot of Christians, if I tell, you know, God hides wisdom so that people would do things that they wouldn't otherwise want to do. It's interfering with their free will. Because free will is only, I mean, you can't have free will unless you have a clear choice. You know what I mean? If I'm supposed to choose by free will whether or not to receive Christ or not, and then God hides the wisdom to discern the truth from me, he's kind of interfering with my free choice, you know? He's kind of like rigging the game. Because he does rig, the whole game is rigged. God's only purpose in the world is to bring sons to glory. Everything else is a sideshow. And please take that in the proper spirit in which it's intended. But that's the main event. That's the purpose. I mean, there's a purpose in the vessels of wrath, yeah. God hath created all things for himself. Proverbs 16 verse 4 declares, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. God created for the wicked for the evil day. As it is written in the book of Romans chapter 9, that he created vessels for wrath.
I'm making a vessel to destroy. I'm making men who are going to be wicked, and I will destroy them.
Well, it's not right. He makes wicked people. Well, if he didn't make wicked people, he wouldn't make any of us. So I'm thankful. And the wicked ought to be thankful, even if they're destroyed. I mean, they could be among the unconceived, you know. Never have any kind of life. A lot of them enjoy their life, don't they? There they are, off, you know, having a good time, right? Enjoying the things of this life. God's good to them. Look at all the things they enjoy. And some people don't enjoy. But you know what? God is still good to them. They're alive. Some live hours. Some weeks. Some days. Some months. Some a few years. Some 80 years. Some 60. You know, all have different lots. Some have joyous lives. Some have miserable lives. But they have life. They could have no life at all. I think some sort of life has to be preferred. I know, and the wisdom of man says, logically speaking, that something is better than nothing. You can't say nothing is better than something. You know, I can't say, well, no car is better than this piece of junk car. It's not really better. I suppose, I always think of some context in which, well, you know, a piece of junk could be a, it's leaking and you can't get rid of it, and, but... You know, it's always worth parts. Even scrap value. Someone will pull it away for nothing. Usually. Almost everything has some sort of value because it is. Life is worth living because without it, you don't have anything else. You know what I mean? Sure, people kill themselves all the time thinking life isn't worth living to end the suffering and the misery. Well, why do we try to stop people like that? Because we know that that's not right. But, you know, that's part of what God has put in man. Sometimes there's that despairing of heart, you know? And they can't see the wisdom. They can't see. It's good to be alive, even in bad circumstances, because of the darkness that has blinded their eyes. Man is in a very sad state, in many ways. Great amount of pity for my fellow man. You know, but then again, they don't want to hear the message, so it's sort of like, what can I do? God, it's God who causes to hear. This is his business. I'm just thankful I get to, you know...